The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. When you think of your favorite food, it is often something that you can have in multiple different types or kinds. Bread is my favorite as there are so many different varieties. Across the world, bread is a staple to many different cultures, and in this podcast, we will be exploring the world of bread, one grain at a time. I'm DJ Flower Power, and let's get this bread. Hello, hello everyone. I hope you are having a good day so far. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome to Let's Get This Bread. Chapati will be the star of today's podcast. Chapati is a type of flatbread native to India and is used throughout their cuisine. It originates from the Indian subcontinent, which is a historical region that includes the modern-day countries of India, Nepal, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives. Chapati is very similar to the Indian bread roti, but the difference is that chapati has a higher wheat flour content. The specific origin of the dough is hard to pinpoint. Some people claim that it was created by the early Egyptian civilization over 5,000 years ago, while others argue that it was made in East Africa, then brought over to India. Each generation and village has their own history about how it was brought into their culture. In Hindi, chapat means slap or flat, which pretty much tells you all you need to know about the bread. It is a flat bread that is slapped in between palms or stones, then slapped onto the pan when cooking. What separates chapati from other modern-day flatbread is the ingredients. It is a very bland bread, and I mean very bland. There is traditionally no salt added to the dough to offset the spiciness found in other Indian dishes. This is probably the closest form of modern-day flatbread compared to the flatbreads created thousands of years ago. The makeup of the chapati dough is also very similar to pita bread, but doesn't include an immense amount of a leavening agent. The gluten is formed even without the help of a leavener because of the high nutrients found in the wheat flour used. The basic recipe for chapati is whole wheat flour and water, but the specific ratio between the ingredients allows it to form enough gluten to puff up and become fluffy during baking. When forming the flatbreads, the process is parallel to that of the tortilla from Spanish cultures. The dough is rolled out to a flat pancake, then pressed between two discs to make the surface as smooth and even as possible. The flour used is a special type of flour native to India. Atta is a wholemeal wheat flour. What is wholemeal, you might ask? Wholemeal just refers to the grain before it was mealed or crushed into the flour consistency. The grain is used whole rather than without the shell or casing of the grain. The phrase wheat flour is a very large category. Within it, it describes very different products like rice flour on one hand, which is very gritty and tends to make dense products, or cake flour, which is a very fluffy and light powder, which contains a certain soft wheat that makes its products very light. Atta is a specific type of wheat flour processed from wheat native to India. The specific wheat plant used in atta is what differentiates it from other common wheat flours found throughout the world. In comparison to all-purpose flour, atta has a higher fiber content due to the whole grain being used during the milling process. Atta has a high gluten content, meaning that when it is used in bread making, the knead and rising times are much lower since the gluten forms faster. If it is used in a bread dough, the loaf only needs to rise for about half an hour to build up enough gluten to be fluffy and bread-like once baked. The wheat grains used in atta also give the products their specific tan color after baking. While atta is used to describe the flour for roti and chapati, the word tava or tawa are used to describe the cooking ware for the flatbreads. Tava is a similar word for a pot or pan in English. As the tava heats up, the uncooked dough is placed on the pan and cooked for only a couple of seconds, usually somewhere between 15 to 30 seconds on each side. The thinness plus the gluten already formed from resting makes it so that the flatbread is done within a minute total. In Indian cuisine, chapati is typically used as a side dish. It is often paired with spicier foods to counterbalance the heat from the main dish. Curries, chutneys, and other soup-like dishes are paired with chapati, as the bread serves as a great dipper. Most Middle Eastern and South Asian cultures have a very similar etiquette. So, like many countries that eat pita bread, the left hand in Indian culture is also considered unclean and offensive. It is the primary hand for using the bathroom, so in passing food with that hand or serving someone with it, it demonstrates a disgust or offense with the person you are serving to. The use of fingers as eating utensils is very common in India. Knives are not encouraged because most of the food is either bite-sized or a liquid consistency. Therefore, flatbreads, like chapati and roti, are torn simply by the tips of your fingers, then used to dip or grab another food item. Some other eating etiquette is that food is always shared at the table. When you order a dish at a restaurant, it is common that you will share your food with others and they will share their food with you. That probably makes it a lot easier for indecisive people to choose what to eat because you can try other dishes you wanted to get from the others in your party. For those of you who always like being there on time or early to gatherings, Indian dining etiquette actually prefers you to be late, in a sense, kind of. Arriving 15 to 20 minutes after the host's scheduled time is perfect, as the hosts are often still preparing the food if you arrive at the scheduled time. Being offered a meal is a sign of honor and respect in Indian culture. So when you fill your plate with food, you're expected to finish almost everything you can to demonstrate the respect back. It shows that you really enjoyed the host's meal and hospitality. Unlike most restaurants in America, most people begin with empty plates and fill their plates with food from big serving dishes in the middle of the table, to allow you to choose what you want. This is customary for all homes and restaurants across India. While it may seem like a lot to follow, Indians are very forgiving when it comes to their etiquette. Meals are simply meant to be enjoyed and not cause stress, so as long as you leave the hosts with a full heart and stomach, you've shown respect back to the hosts and thanked them through your actions. It's now time for my favorite part of this podcast, Fun Fact 5. One of the most interesting facts I found out about chapati is that the word was actually found in a document dating all the way back to the 16th century. On the other hand, the word roti was noted all the way back in the 12th century in comparison. When using the words, they mean the same thing in Indian culture today, but the recipes are actually slightly different, with roti often using oil and a lower gluten content flour. The tenderizer of oil makes the dough soft, spongy, and fluffy. After the flatbread is taken off the tava, butter or ghee will often be spread over one side to keep the dough from crisping up. The third fun fact is that master chapati makers will use a towel to press on the outside rim of the dough while it's cooking. The reaction by the dough is jaw-dropping, as it will begin to puff up and create the same shape as pita bread does when cooking. The popularity of chapati is due in part to its simplicity. Traders would take atta with them on their trips and make the bread for meals because they only simply needed to add water and make a fire. They would trade the extra flatbread they made and get other produce and agriculture in return. During the independence war between India and Britain, the British Army used chapati as their main carb because of the nutritional value, how easy it was to make, and that it could be paired with many dishes. After the fighting was finished, the British soldiers brought the flatbread recipes and flour back to England with them. The fourth fun fact is that there is no oil or butter used when cooking the flatbreads. This creates crispy spots on the chapatis that give the flatbread texture, which makes up for its bland flavor. And lastly, King Akbar, who ruled India during the late 16th century, stated that his favorite food was chapati. Both of our favorite foods are bread, so you could say we have that in common, even though I was born about 550 years after him. As always, at the end of every episode, the following is a recipe for chapati that you can make from your home while you are listening. In a bowl, whisk together 2 cups of atta or whole wheat flour and 1 teaspoon of salt. Then pour in about 3/4 cup of water. Mix the dough together with your hands, gently stirring, and then knead until the dough becomes soft. If it becomes too dry, add a little more water, and if it becomes too sticky, add a couple tablespoons of flour. Let it rise for 30 to 45 minutes, then divide into 10 to 12 equal portions. Dust each piece with flour, then flatten with your hands, rolling pin, or another flat surface. Place each flattened disc on a hot griddle and cook each side for about 30 seconds. You can spread butter or ghee across each side of the chapati after it's taken off the heat, but you don't have to. Once you finish cooking all the discs, enjoy the delicious flatbread. That's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoy learning all about chapati and roti. Next episode, we will be traveling across the Pacific Ocean and talking about tortillas. I hope to see you next time. Until then, make sure you get this bread.